Today, our scripture is Isaiah 5, 1 and 2. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard of a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and then planted it with the choicest vines.
Father, I will sing songs of praise to you, my loved one. I will thank you continually for the wonders that you've brought into my life. You've made me a part of your choicest vines. Thank you, Lord. Through you, I will have personal revival. My spirit will flame and your presence will fan that flame. Amen.
Today, think. He is the vine and we are the branches. What was your life like when you were a stone? It wasn't wonderful, was it? But isn't it wonderful to be part of the choicest vines?
Today's action. Today, pray to be truly connected to the choicest vine. Today's treasure is found in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25. Look, he answered, I see four men who are loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
You know, my friends, the Bible tells us you shall know them by their fruits. And the vines are many different examples of us and our fruits. The story that comes to mind to me is the one where the master of the vineyard shows up and after 3 years the vines have not produced any fruit. And he's ready to chop them down and throw them away and burn them. But the vine master, the one that takes care of the vineyard, says, just give me one more year. I will dig them up. I will fertilize them. I will water them. And then after that fourth year, if they don't produce fruit, we can chop them down and burn them. Where are you? Are you a stone around someone's neck? Or are you a vine that's producing beautiful fruit for the kingdom of heaven? The Bible's pretty clear. There were only 4 years for those vines. How many of you got left before you bear fruit or can't?